Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Shades of Us radio show here on Universal Collective Network. K-Mac and Lily is in the house. K-Mac is going to be calling in a few minutes. But while we wait, I want to again say good evening, you guys. I know you had the kids. Some of the kids are still out because our kids are still out. I think they go back Monday. For the Easter holiday, I hope you guys had a great Easter. I hope you got what you needed, what you wanted, and I hope you celebrated it the way that you're taught to celebrate it. Okay, so again, I want to thank you guys for listening in to Shades of Us radio show. The number to call in on is 347-677-7749. That's 347-677-1749. All right. So while we wait for K-Mac to call in, I want to just go over some things. You guys, if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to Universal Collective Network, please do. We're on TuneIn. We're on Facebook. If you go to Shades of Us Radio Facebook page, our radio player is on there, so you can listen to us on there. TuneIn. We have streamlicensing.com, who picked us as a featured radio station, which was awesome. So, Universal Collective Network is awesome. We have great people on there, talk shows from Monday through Thursday. We had to change our schedule. And then from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll have music. We have the Sunday Express, which that's our gospel time. Friday and Saturday is our R&B and hip-hop days. And we play music continuously. We're looking for DJs, you guys. We would love to have some DJs come in on our Fridays and Saturdays. Put your music in, play your shadangadang, whatever it is that you do, and join our team. Let's talk about some of the shows we have on Universal Collective Network. We have some great talk show hosts, people like Vincent Ferguson, which is 6 weeks to fitness. We have Jay Jones, who's a Black Entrepreneur Blueprint. We have Speak News Now, which is us, the Shades of Us radio show. We have Community Defender. We have author Terry Elisle. We have Gail Johnson. We have Dino Dean. I think that's all our group. And then we have music. So from Monday through Thursday, from 24 hours is talk radio. And then on Friday, Saturday, we have R&B and hip hop. And then on Sunday, we have gospel. So we have a great lineup. We just need you guys to continue to listen in. Like I told you, there are, oh, I forgot another platform, you guys. Oh, she's here. K-Mac is here. Good evening, K-Mac. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good. And you?
I'm great. I was just telling the audience about Universal Collective Network, how our schedule's set up, how we're looking for more DJs, and how this show, definitely this show, gets put on Universal Collective Network. You can listen to us on streamlicensing.com. You can listen to us on the Shades of Us radio show Facebook page, the Black Minded Think Tank show radio Facebook page. It has a radio plugger and player on there. You can listen to us on TuneIn. You can also listen to us on Airtime Pro. So there are many, many streams that you can listen to this radio show and all the rest of them, 24/7. Remember that. All right. Like, again, if you guys want to call in, 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749. You guys, I want to welcome you again to the show. This is Lily, and we got K-Mac on the line. K-Mac, how has your week been? Please tell me.
It's been bittersweet. you know, tomorrow's Friday. That's the sweet part. But unfortunately, there are more victims of sexual assault than I care to shake a stick at, which makes it very bitter. So I am tired. And
I know. It just seems like this week has been full, huh?
It is. I can't even believe. Actually, I was ready for Friday, Sunday night. That's that's when I was ready for Friday. It's just been full. It just it just doesn't seem to stop. This week was insane. It was just insane. So, you know.
Was it at work or was it home? What was it? All of them, a combination of all?
Nah, my home is my sanctuary. You know, the lights work, the water's on, the gas is running, everything's clean, comfortable. You know, that I don't believe that you shouldn't have chaos at work and chaos at home, because it gives you no place to relax. And so, you know, I like my home to be, when I come through the front door, I can exhale. And that's how I have it set up. I have a lot where people do come by. They take their shoes off at the door. That's a, you know, hey, take them off. I got wood floors. Take them off. And they just get all comfortable. I think I'm going to sit. I've had people fall asleep in my living room in the middle of a conversation. I'm just like, wow. You know, I mean, usually when my daughters have friends over, they all sit in the floor because the carpet in my woman cave is super thick, you know, got floor pillows. That's where they like to sit. I got a big old section.
Wow.
They want
to
sit in
you
the floor.
You sound like
with
I need
the floor
to set that up in my office.
Hey, I'm telling you, my house is slowing down and chillaxing. That's how I have it built. So, you know, the refrigerator stays stocked full of colorful food and snacks everywhere, and the coffee machine, the Keurig to the side, you know, hot chocolate, whatever, and there's a PlayStation and TV. I mean, the kids just like, we just go sit in the floor. Matter of fact, my daughter was like, we need more floor pillows. I was like, oh, here we go. So I can't say nothing. So I'm in the midst of putting more plant life, you know, in the house, creating spaces and light, or creating light in the spaces that get no light. So I found, I guess, the formula that works. And that's what my mission is now. I'm getting ready to do a living wall. So some of the pieces have just come in, and that's just me.
It's called a what?
A living wall.
Wow.
Basically, what it is that you have specialized pots that go on the wall, and if you put them in a certain pattern and certain plants, the entire section is nothing but live plants. I mean, you can Google it and see pictures of what a living wall is. And I've designated one place in my home to start one to see how it works, if I like that. And then the next one will be in my bathroom, above my tub, and put a living wall there because I've constantly got light. You do have to make sure the types of plants, the type of light you have, and things of that nature. But I love planting anyway. So I'm looking for a couple of trees. As soon as I find them, I'll order them. And I just did a small succulent bowl of all the little succulent-type plants, because I like them too. I'll probably do some air plants and hang them like raindrops in front of one of my windows. I say, I love plants, and that just, that's my relaxation.
Wow. That is just, I mean, you talking about it sounds peaceful. Oh, my God, you guys, this is gorgeous.
Gotta do it.
Wow.
You looked at the living wall?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Wow.
I just looked at where I wanted it. I gauged the type of light that I get. And so I have a listing of plants for that light type. And so I should be pretty okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. What about bugs? Because you're saying you're putting it in your living room. That would be something I would be, I guess, you sitting there relaxing and all of a sudden bugs start crawling on you or whatever. That's me. That's me. That becomes in my mind. Like, okay.
I have never had a bug for indoor houseplant.
Okay.
I'm very, that's my relaxation. If they have damaged tissue or damaged leaves, I cut those off. I prune them. I spray them, mist them with spray. They have a specific feeding schedule, watering schedule. You know, I clean out their bases. I look at different pots to put them in. It's just my thing. And a lot of them clean the air in my home, which is important. They add life and color. I do have some dried floral arrangements, but those are, I want to say, 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall. I have two of those, and they're in strategic spots. Just until I get a live tree. I'm looking for a specific tree. But it's in how you take care of them. And if you have to make it a habit, you know. For instance, every Wednesday, all of them get watered. And every Saturday, they all get. So, you know, I just keep it on that. I'm not saying I do it right all the time because they – I can tell when I miss because their leaves get a little droopy, and I'm like, you know.
I missed today.
Yeah. Sometimes I come home from work, and I'm not trying to hear all that. But, you know, I enjoy, and, you know, I try to get plants that I don't have to take a whole lot of care of. You know, I have one of the trees that if I only water it once that week, it's going to be fine. It'll be fine for an entire week, you know. But there, in general, I have ponytail palms. I've got in my that's right next to my bed, and then I have on the other side, I have spearmint, peppermint, and basil growing on the other side. And sometimes I just want to smell, and I'll rub their leaves, and you can smell the mint. I have a money tree, and that's a little miniature money tree that's next to my bed. And my kitchen counter instead of...
Hold up. We need to know what a money tree is.
Well, don't have money, that's for sure. a money tree is usually has a braided trunk, and the leaves are elongated, usually five per branch, if you want to call it that. And they call it a money tree. It's supposed to be a good luck tree. And, you know, I like the tree itself. My favorite is the ponytail palm. I don't know why. I think it reminds me of when I was a kid. And just about everybody who sees it goes, I want one of those. You know, and I'm like, absolutely not. Leave my plants alone. I've actually had people walk out of my home with one of my plant arrangements. I have. And I'll just be like, I'm missing somebody, you know. They have literally walked out with a plant arrangement.
I see what a money tree is. Wow. Look at that.
You can get them bonsai size, small. You can get them that stand
their roots
tall.
Their trunks are twisted. Wow. Wow, that is so cute. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize.
No,
for that.
You're fine.
I'm just fascinated.
I love them. You know, like in my kitchen on my counter, I have a double counter, one that you can sit at, and then you have the counter where the sink and stuff is. So I changed the one that you can sit at. I have put a, what do you call it, the pendulum lights. And so I don't get a whole lot of light in my kitchen area, but I do have windows in my kitchen eating area. But I wanted plants, so I was like, how do I get plants? I want more plants. And so the pendulum lights, what I did is I changed the regular light bulbs to plant light bulbs. And put my plants up there. They are thriving. So, you know, salt, and they love the light. And I have one that has, I think it's called a mother-in-law's tongue, along with some aloe and something else. And they're growing like crazy. I have another one with, oh, I don't even know, it's a prayer plant and something else and something else. Some of my pots are made out of wool. Some of my pots are made out of ceramic. Some of my pots are clay. Some of them are wood. So I have fun with it. I just have fun with it. Whatever, you know, my kitchen is burnt orange walls with granite top, black granite on the top, and then wood floors and wood, you know, underneath. So my planters are made of wool, they're black, and one is bronze. Two are black and one is bronze. So I play with colors as well. And I just have fun with it. It just, that's my relaxation.
My husband has green thumb in our house.
Ah, see
my husband, he has a green thumb. That's, I'm not too good with planting.
Well, we do a lot of cooking, so I wanted to make sure that we had stuff that were air cleaners. And other air cleaners, of course, the snake plant. Of course, you have the spider plant. What is the other one? The peace lily. There's different ones that actually filter. And like if you get new carpeting, there are certain plants that you can buy that help take out that I want to say benzene, but that's not what it is. But that smell that new carpeting has, and it actually absorbs that. So the plants take that in and return fresh oxygen. Because these plants thrive on carbon monoxide and sunlight. So when you breathe out, the plants take that in and they return to you oxygen. So, it, you know, the only ones I have difficulty with are ferns. I don't know why. Me and the ferns don't get along. They die. Anything else?
Yeah, ferns.
Ferns.
But ferns, aren't they like one of the easiest ones?
They have to have high humidity. And I forget to spray. And if you don't miss them, they get mad at you and die, which to me is stupid, but okay. Die on.
Didn't mean to kill you.
But I mean, even my daughters are just like, you don't have enough plants in here. You need to get more plants in. Signature, they've known me to have trees in the house. They have known for every bedroom to have some sort of a plant. So I think what I will be doing for the my bedrooms upstairs is I'll be doing a lot of the air plants. And those you can set them up in sand and make nice little landscapes and scenescapes. You can hang them from the ceiling with glass bowls. And of course, they'll have my art, and I'm still buying art. So, my thing.
Wow.
So,
Wow. So, you had a full week. I had a full week. So much going on in my area. Sometimes you guys, and I want you guys to understand, we don't miss shows on purpose. And I wanted to make sure people understand.
That's right.
That we're not just, we actually, sometimes I have to, and I don't, it's so bad that me and her don't even get a chance to talk during the week. And we'll see each other like fly by night on Facebook. And every now and then I'll say something to her and she'll say something to me. But majority of the time, we don't. So by the time for us to do a show, most of the time, she's got committee meetings she's on, and she's part of the community, very, very busy in her community with her children, the whole nine yards. And well, I don't have any younger kids, but I'm an activist. I do videos. I do documentary. I do a lot of other stuff. And so we don't always get the time to actually put a show together and actually do a show. So we're not doing this on purpose when we're supposed to be meeting and having a show. What I'm noticing is we're supposed to be doing a show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays seem to be not feasible for us. What you think?
I don't know. I mean, it's just weird.
Yeah,
maybe because it's the beginning of the week.
Off,
I don't know.
We started off real good, you guys. We did.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like soon as what happened? Kids went back to school or something? It's like all of a sudden we cannot
Tuesday.
Get Tuesday together. I know.
Kids went back to school. Communities had meetings, and they picked Tuesday night for meetings. I was like, what Tuesday?
Yeah.
All the other days of the week.
I know. It's we have a city council meeting. I usually do the video for it, and I use it in my blogs and stuff. So every other Tuesday, I'm at a meeting. Now, tonight we had a meeting. Our neighborhoods meet. So tonight we had a neighborhood meeting, but it was so good. It's only an hour, and I was able to come home and have the show. But on Tuesdays, it's always something going on my Tuesdays. So that's why we kind of reside to coming on here on Thursdays, because we can't do it Tuesday. It seems like everybody has everything on Tuesdays. So that's why we at least we're able to do a Thursday show. And sometimes we can't even get a Thursday show in because we're busy. We got so much going on. But while we're here, we're going to enjoy it. We're going to give you guys some great information. Please feel free to call in at 347-677-1749. Tonight, we are going to talk about how to alleviate stress. And we're going to go over some tips on what to do and how to do it. You may call in again at 347-677-1749. Now, K-Mac knows I always like to start with her. I don't know why. Because I'm doing all the talking already, so I want to get her in. So my question is, what brings on stress?
Well, in simplest terms, because I used to provide stress management classes. So you have a normal operating level as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you go above that or below that, stress is created. So if you are used to being cool, calm, collective, and now you're bored because you like to be not super busy, but you like to keep occupied and take intermittent breaks. When you don't have anything to do, it drops you down. People don't realize that you can be stressed out not having anything to do. Boredom is a key indicator of a stress.
Wow.
That's what people don't realize. They think stress is when you're all hyped up, you know, way above your means. But you can also be stressed when you're below where you normally are. That can stress you out too. And you'll hear people say, man, I'm bored. I need to find something to do. I can't take this boredom. That's the stressor talking.
Yeah.
That is. And people don't realize it. They say, no, that's not stress. It is a type of stress. You know, it's just, you know, if you don't have something to do and you're someone who's always doing something, that will stress you out. If you are someone who does things.
Mm-hmm. You are so, sorry to interrupt, you are so on point with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just described me.
Uh-oh.
So I want you to get off my feet, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am. A lot of people just don't realize that. And they're like, I didn't do anything all day. Why do I feel so stressed out? That's why. You're not used to not doing anything all day. That's not who you are. So anytime you fly under your radar or above your radar, you're going into stress land.
Wow.
So, yeah. I know me, if I finish everything I got to do and I'm sitting here twiddling my thumb, I can't take it. Let me make something to
you
do.
Gotta
you
gotta
know,
be doing something.
Yeah.
You got to be doing something because you're constantly busy all the time. And you know what, too? I'm glad you said that, because when I don't have anything to do, I feel like I'm cheating something. You understand what I'm saying? I'm cheating in some kind of way against things that I could do.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? When you're bored, oh, that is such a I feel like I wasted my day. That's what I wanted to say. I feel mm-hmm. like if some people say it's all right not to do anything all day. And I'm like, no, I don't think that's, no. But it took a long time for me to convince myself that it is all right not to do something.
Yeah, it takes a minute to convince, you know.
Yeah, it does.
It's like staying in bed when the sun is up. I know people, yeah. My daughter can sleep until 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, how do you do that? Because I'm up 4:35 o'clock 7 days a week. I don't even use an alarm clock. I'm up.
Mm.
You know? And
I'm guilty.
I'm good.
Me. But see, I'm guilty with your daughter. Not to know 3 o'clock. Well, see, you have to understand, I don't have a 9-to-5, so it's kind of different for me. But what I've done, and you guys, you can try this. This is one of stress management. It also helps with sleeping. Get you some blackout curtains, okay? If you have a hard time sleeping, get you some blackout curtains because I'm telling you, they work. I have them right now. I'm doing my show in my room today. And I have blackout curtains in me. And it's dark all the time. So if the TV's off and it's dark, you're going to get, it's a false sense of nightness, but you're going to get that sleep. That's for people who have problems with not sleeping. And you really will forget what time it is. Even though the sun is shining, your room is total dark. I do it every day, you guys. And I have to force myself to get up and turn on lights.
I used to
get up about 10-ish and start my day. But I'm starting to be being able to get up earlier. Because, again,
10-ish.
I don't have to get up early. Like, if we have a car in the shop and my husband has to have a ride to work, then usually that's the only time I actually have to really, really get up early or when we're traveling. Other than that, I usually don't get up early. I just don't. And it's been like that ever since I don't have a 9-to-5. So it's easy.
Keep rubbing it in.
No, I'm not rubbing it in. I'm just saying that's the reason why. And then you become lazy with that. And that's another stressor, that
mm-hmm.
feeling of
absolutely.
I'm not going to do it. It's all right to do it every now and then, not to do something, but don't mm-hmm. make a habit of it. Because like you said, it becomes a stress. It is stressful mm-hmm. that you are not doing nothing and you're comfortable in it when you really aren't really comfortable, but you have your mind thinking it's all right to do it.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So you have to make sure, and if you're doing it, keep it at a minimum. You know, you got 7 days in a week. If 2 of those days you don't want to do any extra tasks than what you normally do, but you know it's stuff to get done, nobody's going to beat you up about it. Just the next time for you to do that task, then do it. But don't beat yourself up if you can't get everything done. Because, you know, there's a saying, I wish it was more than 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so that you can continue doing all things. You want to complete everything. But your body has to rest. You can say that out your mouth, but your mind and your body and your mental and your emotional is saying, hold up, I need a rest. You might not need a rest, but I need a rest. So it's not right. anything wrong with taking, just don't get in the habit of doing it. Taking
right.
that little moment away from everything and everybody. I love doing it. But I
mm-hmm.
noticed that I can't get in the mode of keeping doing that over and over again. I've got to break that. So now I get up earlier, I move around, and I get a lot accomplished before 11 o'clock. So if there's anything else I need to do, it's already done. You know, the rest of my day, I can relax. I can be on Facebook. I can be on Twitter. I can do other things, other little tasks that I need to do. If I get up early and knock everything out by 11.
I can understand
it's a time
that.
Management thing, too.
I'm going to have to try that sleeping in thing. It'll probably stress me out because the sun is up.
But you know what? No, I mean, just every now and then, just get, if you can't, I mean, I know you can't do it during the week, but during the weekend, just if you can get just like maybe 30 minutes more in. I do try.
Don't get me wrong.
More.
I try. I do try. Yeah. I really do. I give
late.
It. The hua. I try.
Uh-huh.
I really do. It's just hard. It just, you know.
If you're a person
live that
who
life.
Likes the sun, huh?
Yep. We live that life. You know, that military,
yeah.
man, it gets into you, and that's the end of that. So, you know, it just, and then mornings for me, that's just, I enjoy my mornings. That's
mm-hmm.
where I want to have a cup of coffee and be around in my living room with some jazz playing and chilling. Just ain't nobody
wow.
up. Nobody's up. Nobody's breathing. Even the plants are asleep. So I'm good, you know. And I
nobody's calling and screaming and running down the hallway.
Nobody, nothing. Nope. No phones ringing. No nothing. And I sell Scentsy on the side, so I have a Scentsy warmer in every room, so each
mm-hmm.
room has their own fragrance based on the decorations in that room. So I kind of give a smell, you know.
Wow.
And so my dining room might smell like vanilla, and my living room might smell like an orange spice. And, you know, that's how I am. Sometimes when I'm not feeling so good, I put in eucalyptus in my room,
mm-hmm.
my bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, I do things like that. I like each room to have their own fragrance. So, you know, if it's a morning like that, I have a cup of coffee, I'll probably put on something like mild, like the vanilla, or I'll do this one that calls coconut cotton. I love that smell. I don't know what it is about that. And there's another one called satin sheet. It's like a soft, rosy coconut smell. It's weird. It smells really nice. And it's very just calming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I put on some smooth jazz, and I'll just sit there. I don't have to have mm-hmm. anything. You know, my lights are, you know, it's just the Scentsy warmer because it has a light. I'm good. And I think that's the other part of my rest. But I am awake.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah, that's
no,
my
it
rest.
Makes lots of sense. Mm-hmm. That makes mm-hmm. lots of sense. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the idea that you just gave some great tips on how to relax, and you don't probably realize you just did.
What did I do?
Your senses, all what? How many senses? We have five senses. Your five senses actually correlate with how you feel. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? When you were talking about the different scents that you use in different rooms, those make
mm-hmm.
you feel a different way. That's very important, what you just said, and a great tip, because I'm like, I never thought about always putting different scents in different rooms. I never really just did that.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I put one in the living room, it's so strong that it goes all over the house. That one scent is all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I still have some of my oils. So I sometimes just burn my oils with those candle burners.
Mm. And see, when it comes to the oils, my favorite is honey. I don't know what it is about honey. Oh, I'm good. Look, I made a body oil perfume, whatever you want to, honey. And it's funny because I guess the men like that one because they're like,
wow.
Good. And I'm like, ooh, maybe I should, you know, chill out with that one. But I put a little bit of honey in my warmer.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things is when I come through the front door, I know I'm home, but I want it to smell like I'm home, that I can relax. Mm-hmm. So I should have a fragrance that greets me at the door. My daughter's
mm-hmm.
the same way. And
mm-hmm.
she's just like, no, because my dining room is right by the front door.
Mm-hmm.
So Whatever I put in the dining room, you're going to smell when you come through the front door. So
yeah.
Vanilla is the one, I guess, that makes us all just relax when we come through the door. Because mm-hmm. she'll even say, I'm so glad I'm home. You know, because it just...
It's
like,
a sanctuary. It actually turns into
yes.
a sanctuary.
Yes.
Outside
and
world.
You just can relax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when you go into the woman cave, which people call a living room,
mm-hmm.
I might have something a little spicier or something a little bit more like a hug. And that's what that
mm-hmm.
coconut cotton, it's like a hug, you know,
because
mm-hmm. The furniture in there, the carpet's like an inch and a half, 2 inches thick. The padding
mm-hmm.
is about a half inch thick. The seating is oversized. There's
mm-hmm.
five recliners. I mean, when you sit, there's throws there. So if you're sitting and reading the book, you have a little blanket to put over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my plants is a nice tall tree that kind of droops over. So if you're sitting in that corner, you'll have a tree that's kind of right over you. It's weird. And I have paintings. I have lithographs. I have medals from the military when we were in, the coins, big screen television. The ceiling fans are 60-inch. I got two of them because the room is that
mm-hmm.
big. And so
mm-hmm.
the fragrance has to match that relaxation, but happy. And so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a box of scent, and I'll sniff and sniff until I find the right scent that matches that
mm-hmm.
room.
And
mm-hmm. I do the same for my dining room, which is, and my living room is burnt gold in color
mm-hmm.
with chocolate furniture and like a rusty brown carpet. And all the furniture
wow.
is wood, dark wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but my kitchen is burnt orange.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like in the kitchen because I have a coffee maker, that's going to smell like coffee. Because I'm making coffee. You know? Right. And then.
So you like
the
a lot of warm colors. You're a person. You're warm. You like
yeah.
that warmness. Okay.
Yeah. I've had people say that my home looks like a museum.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm nowhere near done. I'm going to change out my lights to be all recessed lighting in the entire house.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that gives it more dramatic effect. I have a wall of pictures of all the kids. You know, I have fun decorating. I have a bookshelf that goes from floor to ceiling. There's about 700 books in that. And so,
wow.
You know, and then the dining room is sand color, brown
mm-hmm.
color, cream. So vanilla fits because
yes,
that
that's
is,
exactly
you
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you just, if that's what you're coming in through the front door, that vanilla is very welcoming. And then sometimes I'll put the honey in that, and it gives
oh,
it
wow.
another spin. Oh, man. Woo.
Wow.
Yeah, my daughter's friends go, because she wrote an essay on, you know, the safest place that she could be. The first place was in mommy's arms, which I thought
mm-hmm.
was like, oh, gosh. And the other one was home. And
mm-hmm.
she was describing her home. And even her teacher was like, we need to come visit, you know. and some of her friends have come. And they're just like, we're not leaving. We're good. We're happy. You know, there's ice cream. There's healthy food. You know, they're
mm-hmm.
just like, we don't eat vegetables. And they're sitting there eating cucumbers and apples and stuff. They're like, I just feel like eating healthy. Like, okay, whatever. I got junk food here, too, but they don't touch it. You know, they'll be looking at music videos. You would never know I had, like, 7 teenagers in my home.
Wow.
Because you'll never hear it.
Yeah.
I just have to come out my room because my room is on the same floor as and all the rest of the bedrooms upstairs. And I look, and I'm like, y'all are out here, right? Yeah, we're listening to music. You would never hear it because they told me, the little girl tell me, your home is so comfortable. We don't want to mess up the comfort with too much noise. I'm like, no, you can make no, Ms. Mac. It's comfortable. And we just want to be comfortable because they all have little brothers and people screaming and hollering about. They said, quiet. You know?
It's nice and quiet music playing the whole 9 yards. I was listening to you talking. I am not a big carpet fan.
Okay.
Even though in our home we have carpet, I can't wait till we renovate, finish remodeling, that is. I'm going to get up all the carpet in the house. I cannot stand. You know what I love? I love wooden floors.
That's what I have. I took out tile. It's so impersonal to me. I walk barefoot. I'm from
Wait a minute.
North.
You think tile is impersonal?
Ugh, I don't like tile. I really don't.
We have, we have it in our kitchen. We're getting ready to redo.
I put wood floors.
Huh?
I put wood floors in my kitchen. I had all the tile pulled up and put wood floors in my kitchen, eating area, down my hallways, bathroom. Uh-huh. I love it. And then my living room, because they lay on the floor, I wanted to have plush carpeting.
Soft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I could have wood floors all the way through, but I know we're going to put probably a marble, ceramic tile. We already did the kitchen, so we're going to do the living room, and like we're working on my bedroom, our other bedroom, the master bedroom. I call it mine because I'm in there majority of the time. The master bedroom, redoing the whole thing in there so that I can have that. Actually, the color of your living room, no, is it which one of them has that terracotta color to it?
The burnt orange?
Yeah, the burnt orange,
Yeah, the burnt orange is all the hallways upstairs and downstairs, as well as the kitchen eating area.
Okay, that's how my bathroom is going to be. It's already in. Well, we've already done the painting. And it's so, just walking in there. And it's not even finished. Tub's not in, nothing's in. But it's already been painted, and it feels so good in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that color,
very
beautiful color.
Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes color can just change, the whole look of a room and the whole feel of a room. You know, so I figured for my bedroom, I want seafoam with chocolate wood flooring. So that's going to be my clash, my daughter's like, are you going to have an accent wall? Probably, but it'll be a stone. That's going to be my accent wall. I'm going to make it all stone-faced. So
you're
going to
put stone on it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet you that's going to be beautiful.
Probably like a river rock. That's expensive, but I'm in no rush. I've got three more bedrooms.
I can save
and
up for it.
All right. I'm motivated, too.
Huh?
I said I'm also renovating. I'm taking my time.
Yeah, we're taking our time too, okay? Mm-hmm. Yes, we've been taking our time for a long time.
I'm not touching that.
So you guys, we're talking about our homes because we want you to understand that the way that you design your home, how you put your furniture in, can affect how you feel when you walk in. K-Mac was just saying how her daughter and her friends walk in. It's like, it's a beautiful sanctuary. It's all about how you decorate, how you put your furniture, the colors you use. That's your senses. That's all your five senses, feeling all of that at one time and using it to relax you.
Yep.
Or make you feel happy. So you're using all of those. She just described to you every sense, the way it looks, the way it smells, the colors, all of that. The only thing you're not doing is tasting the walls and the carpets and the furniture. That's the only one you're not using. But your eyes and your nose is taking all of that in into your brain and relaxing you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have like bright colors, like my office, guess what color my office is? You will not believe. It's a lavender.
See, that's my daughter's room color.
Yeah, it's a lavender. And so when you walk in there, it's like, whoosh, It's bright in there.
Okay, we're not visiting that room.
No. And that's where I have all my stuff. I have all my oils, my other. So sometimes you get a mixture of smells because everything is in that room. One time. So when we talk about stress, these are some of the things we were talking about, tips, things that you can do to change your atmosphere at home. You can't change your atmosphere out, but you can change your atmosphere at home. You get rid of people. You decolor, you declutter, that's stressing you out. You got to get rid of them. I mean, we have a lot of things that stress us, and sometimes human beings are top of the list.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
So, now, I'm saying that, I'm jokingly saying that, you guys. I'm not saying for you to actually get rid of people, because you can't if you're not in that position to do that. But
Lily
if you
will
are,
help you hide the bodies.
Yes. If you don't tell, I won't tell.
Okay, got it. Mum's the word.
So when you have an opportunity, because everybody's not able to do that, but if you have the opportunity to change the way you're living in your home, because your home is supposed to be your home. It's supposed to be a place of peace and love and joy. And it's supposed to be your actual sanctuary. You shouldn't have to come home to a home full of craziness every day. You shouldn't. Nobody should.
No.
You don't deserve that. But a lot of us do because this is our lives. But I think you can, if you can't do the whole house, take parts of your, sometimes people when they're married, they don't have time away from each other. You know, you got the kids, you got the husband, no matter where you go in the house, a kid is running after you. You can't go down in the basement if you had a basement. You can't go in the backyard because somebody's going to come out there and sit by you and change everything. So sometimes you have to get in the car and just drive and go to the nearest park and sit.
And don't
and
come
tell
back.
Them, no, you're not going with you. Just to get a clear head, because I know people who have large families. I don't see how people with large families can do it. I'm sorry. I don't see how you can do it. And I guess because I'm older now and I've always had kids in my life, now that I'm older, I just don't see. There's no, how do you find, but some people are comfortable with a lot of people around them. I'm not. So I'm kind of different from everybody else. But, you know, like say you get off of work, you got to come home, you got to cook, clean. Get homework done. By the time you get into bed, it's about 10, 11 o'clock. So you don't have no time to yourself. You can't take a break because all those things have to be done. So and you don't even get a chance sometimes to say hi to the honey. Only time you see him is when he's laying next to you in the bed, sleep, snoring.
Snoring.
Yeah, snoring. You can't even push him, you know, knock him on the back and say, stop snoring. Shoot, you might wake up the whole house. So you just got to lay there.
Staring
so
at
you
the
just got to lay there and take it. But you should be able to find a place. If you can't find it in your home, you should be able to find a place that you can go and just sit. I'm telling you guys, if you've never done it, you need to truly do it. Because it relaxes everything about you. Everything, you know, you need to clear your mind, clear your I mean, just open, let everything be open up, and fresh air will do that to you. If you're sitting outside and you're in a beautiful park or whatever, and just take some time and inhale and then exhale, do it about 3 or 4 times, and you'll see how it affects you, how you feel at the end of it. It's a wonderful feeling. And then you can go back to your hectic life. But everybody needs a time away from everybody. Everybody needs that time. And if you're a type person who steals time, don't steal time from people who really needs that. You know what I'm saying? You know how you have people who hog your time?
Oh, yes, I had someone like that.
No matter what you do, they're there. Okay? when you have those type of people in your life, you need to tell them what they are. They're time stealers. Okay?
Yes.
they're time stealers, and they're stealing your time away from yourself. And then they're smothering you with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you no longer exist. Only their situation exists. Mm-hmm. So you got to get away from them type of people. You know, take a break from them. If you can't get away from them, take a break.
And your kids are usually those folks. One of the things that my late husband and I did is we started our kids young with them having self time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you stay in your room, you play, you do whatever you want to do. We started with small amounts of time, 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there, till they got to an hour. And so if I was tired, or my late husband was tired, and he was home, or I was home by myself, okay, everybody do some self-time. They go to their room, they listen to music. Every child had their own whatever they liked. Every room had different music because they all like different music. They all had their own set of headphones. They all had their own CDs that they liked. They all had their own computers with the movies or DVDs because I didn't allow televisions in the room. They had their own hobbies. One daughter liked to paint. Another daughter liked to write. Another one liked to read. So they all had their hobbies. So when I said, okay, that's it, everybody, downtime. Everybody went in their room, closed their door, did their thing for about an hour. When they came back out, we were good. But we started them young. Because everybody needs self-time. Even when I was doing marriage class, there's this thing that people think, what's yours is mine and mine is yours. People need to stop all that. You know, such thing as 50-50. You know, you are still an individual. And it's two individuals coming together to create a new entity. But you have to remember, husband and wife, they still need their downtime. They need their self-time. You know, my husband, of course, he needed his decompression time. He had a stressful job. I needed my decompression time because I had a stressful job. However, both of us needed self-time. And that's where, hey, if he wanted to sit out in the back with a beer and just watch the moon, then that's what you do. Because none of us were party animals. I believe in your home should have pretty much everything that you need. You know, I mean, my home, I have a wine collection, which I don't need a drink, which is crazy. I have board games that you want to do, videos, video games, pool, jacuzzi, fire pit, outdoor living room. I just put everything that I thought I could use. Because when you raise in a family, you don't have time for all those getaways.
Yeah.
So if your home can become a getaway, you save money, and the family appreciates the home. I don't know how to explain it. And so, you know, if we wanted to have a cookout, we would have a blast. You know, we have the radios that could go outside. The kids would splash. We don't have to go far because our home is already our vacation spot too. So it's important to teach the children when they're young because they're stressed too. They go through a lot of stressors.
Exactly.
And this is, like, my daughter just had twin girls. And I told her, I said, be careful about stressing the babies out. And she was like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, when babies get fussy and they don't want to eat and they're constantly crying and crying and crying and crying and you don't know why, they're dry, nothing's thick in them, you stress out. You had gave them too much stimuli that day. You stimulated them way beyond their capacity. So now they're pissed off and they're too much.
Yeah.
Look, guess how we get when it's too much? We get mad, we cussing, we're upset. Well, babies don't know how to cuss yet. All they know how to do is cry. You have stressed them out.
That's right.
Yeah. So be careful with how much you expose them to because you'll stress them out. And when you have a stressed out baby, you got a colicky baby.
Yeah.
You got a baby that doesn't sleep throughout the night. You're bringing on health issues. And that's what parents don't get. So,
you know what?
Right
we
now,
need to do a show on that.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
She's a young mom
you know
with
what?
Twins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got twins. So you have a lot of experience, especially with brand new babies. And you can talk about how to handle babies that little, because you just said something that was very important. Man, we down. We got two more minutes to go. Well, you guys, tonight we only had an hour show because I didn't want to take up all night talking. I mean, I didn't want to take up all night tonight because I know we both need some rest. I know I do. So I think we should do a show definitely on babies. So maybe that should be our next show.
Okay.
Let's talk about babies.
We can try.
Because I think that's very important.
That sounds good. Okay.
You have some good information. And plus, you had more than one baby. I've only had one, and I can't remember half the stuff happened with him. So.
Ah. I think that's selective memory.
So the military. We were back and forth in the military, moving all over the place. So a lot happened. So.
Yeah.
Because you've had more than one, your stories are probably more prevalent than mine.
Nah, don't discount yourself like that. Don't do
no,
that.
No, I'm not discounting myself. I'm just saying I only can, and plus I can't remember everything we did. You probably are better at remembering everything your child did. I can't. So it's kind of a different thing. I'm not trying to count myself out. It's just the ideal. When he was 18 months old, I left and went to the military.
Okay. Okay.
So it's kind of different. It's a lot of stuff I missed because of my obligation to the military. All right. So, you guys, this was a great show. I think we need to do part two of this one, too, because you did still have a lot of information that I wanted to discuss, too, about stress. So we're going to do that, too. We can do 1 hour of stress, and then the second hour we can talk about babies the next time we come on here. All right?
Absolutely.
So I want to say, K-Mac, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information, the great information that you give out each and every time you come on here. You guys, you can listen to this show on Universal Collective Network as soon as I get it uploaded. I want to thank everybody who's listening in. Next time, call in at 347-677-1749. And you guys, I want to say have a great night and bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie.